Blog Talk Radio.
Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war, but there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender.
Let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later gotta cut you down, sooner or later gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later gotta cut you down, sooner or later gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
Good evening, everyone. How you doing? It's Joseph Gibson on Blog Talk Radio, live Sunday evening, 8:30 p.m. There is an connection problem tonight. Hopefully, someone will let me know and type in the box. The other night, the connection was terrible, and I apologize for that. I'm trying out new things. I had to first learn the studio, and then now I'm trying to get the hi-fi definition so you can even hear me more clearly. So I'm working with headphones and a microphone right now. And I have to program the microphone into the studio, and they don't give you any type of instructions unless you speak Spanish. It's very difficult. So just bear with me. So for I got one person, sounds good, a little bit. Up. Well, you're going to get a little bit of background noise. I'm trying to do the best I can here. I don't have any other bandwidth going other than this computer, but I may have to adjust the volume on the microphone. So it may take a little bit of time to do that. However, as long as you can hear me, that's what matters. I guess if I start talking loud, it'll start breaking up. So I probably got to adjust the volume to the microphone down a little bit. I'm working with a headset and a microphone, the professional type right now, instead of working through the telephone. The telephone is very difficult to operate because I have to hold the phone up to my ear, watch the studio, watch for callers, press one, press two, press three. And sometimes I miss callers, or sometimes I don't get to say what I want to say because I'm watching the screen at the same time. Right now, I could sit back and watch the screen and I could look at who's typing and who's talking. Remember, we're in a chat box also here. There's a chat room. If you log on to the site, if you have a computer, to Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/Joseph Gibson on the internet, you will hear me through your computer, and you will also log on to a chat box where you have chatters going on and people talking about usually not what the show is about. But in my chat room, I moderate it and I keep people on the particular subject as to what they are supposed to be talking about, because I can block them. But I like people to usually not talk about nonsense. I don't want to talk about sex, drugs, and rock and roll, if you know what I mean. I don't censor anyone. If you have something on your mind, by all means, like I always say, call in or chat in the chat box. I'll be more than happy to listen to what you have to say. But if you're going to talk about nonsense, I'll just go ahead and cut you off, okay? But anyway, it's Sunday evening. My name is Joseph Gibson. If you have a phone, if you have a call in, if you'd like to call in and have something to say, you can call in at 657-383-0616. Press one and you'll be connected with me live on the air. Don't be shy. Say what you have to say, because everyone's opinion matters. This past weekend was very difficult, and I'm going to tell you right now, for those of you listening, if you don't think prayer works, let me tell you something. I'm a living witness to this weekend. On Friday evening, my grandmother had a stroke. I was on the phone with her at 10:30 p.m., right after the show. We talked for about 10 to 15 minutes. At 10:55 p.m., I got a phone call from her phone number. It was my sister panicking, saying something's wrong with Granny. She cannot move. She's paralyzed. Her eyes are wide open. She's not even breathing. Okay? Immediately, we already knew, because we've seen it happen to other people in our family. She's had a stroke. It's all over, because it's nothing but downhill from there. Well, of course, I contacted other family members to let them know what was going on. My godmother, Kathy Klatt, in Meriden, Connecticut, she rushed over there. Of course, I had my sister, Bridget, up there who called the ambulance. And of course, I talked to my mother, Lewis, here, who lives in North Carolina with me. And obviously, we kind of figured it was all game over, and she's passed over. And even she thought she had passed away, because I'm pretty much going to blow the truth. What has happened here is she's back home. She has a 100% recovery and she's 100% normal. Back to normal. A little sore from all the needles that were stuck in her arm, but she's 100% back to normal, back to her old self. Because Friday night, okay, I started praying at 11:55 p.m. and I did not stop until 7:55 a.m. Okay, I read my Bible that my aunt Helen Robinson gave me when I was in the most difficult place known to mankind. We won't get into that, but if you read my book, you already know. Okay, James Bible, the authorized version, the 1611 version. I prayed the entire night until I passed out because I was so tired and stressed out. I slept throughout that day, only to find out that her condition was basically the same, but began to improve a little bit. And we know, victims of a stroke, what happens. yeah, they start to improve. They can't talk that good and they can't move their right. With therapy, it'll be okay. Yeah, okay. An 80-year-old woman is not going to have therapy and regain any type of movement or get any better. We already know it's game over. However, through the miracle and prayers of everyone else and the everyone praying, basically, I put the message up on Facebook. We were praying. Everyone put it up on Facebook. We didn't do any show last night. She is home tonight where she belongs, out of the hospital, full movement of her entire body, and her speech sounded 100% clear to me when I was on the phone a couple hours ago. So, how many people do you know who had a stroke at midnight on a Friday, returned home before Monday? Recovered. Not many, huh? But it happens. We know it happens, sure. But that is divine intervention, whether you believe it or not. Whether you believe it or not, that is divine intervention. And those of you who don't believe, shame on you, because don't worry, you will when you're on your deathbed. And you're on your death, you will. Oh, trust me. Believe one way or the other. People are going down, going up. And that's the story of the world. You always have to start at the bottom and work your way up, and the only place from up is down. So you're either going down or you're going up. Now we're in the middle. We're here on Earth, and we see all the bullshit going on, and times are not getting any better, and we're not getting any healthier. So, if there's anyone out there who has something to say or wants to contribute to that story that I just told to the introduction, you're more than welcome to call in, or you have a story of your own. However, I do have one question mark, and I'm going to go ahead and put them on. I already know who this is, so I'm going to go ahead and connect them right now. And, well, first we have the person I was talking about. She wants to come on by right. Let's put her on. All right, Granny, you're on the air. How you doing?
Hi, Joe. I'm doing fine. It's a miracle. Yep. I went in Friday. I guess it was around 11:30 or so that the ambulance came and took me in. I had no feeling in my right side, my face, everything. Went into the hospital and had CAT scans and all kinds of things done. But the next day, they couldn't believe. This is in the hospital. I'm in the hospital. The next day, they were having me do different things. I did them all, and I knew everything. And my face was all cured and everything, and my arms, everything. Not one, like I never had a stroke. And that's the truth.
Well, you see that?
Yeah.
Do you think, what do you feel? Do you feel in your opinion that God intervened? Or because you told me you felt it was over. You were dying.
At first when I wasn't realizing anything. I said, well, this is it. I'm dying now. But lo and behold, I didn't die. I came right back like Wonder Woman, and I am perfect. They took more CAT scans today before I left the hospital, and everything is perfect.
Well, that is beautiful.
Yep.
That is awesome. Well, I got another caller on the line. I'm sure you know who she is because I recognize the phone number, so I'll put her on and give her opinion on us. 235-5237. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Joe, how are you?
Hi, Deb.
I'm okay, and you got your mother on the other line in Yalesville, Connecticut.
I know I do.
So go ahead.
I know I do, but Mom, this is a warning sign. You have got to take it easy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
what
I'm doing.
It is a miracle. Yep.
I'm in my recliner now, all cozied up.
Good, good. You well, sound a lot better than you did earlier.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and this is a warning, and that, you know what, should be our other people tonight, and I know there's a couple other family members that are listening tonight who are up there in age. You need to take lesson to this, because you know what? You're getting older, and I know your time is coming soon. And some of you may want to die, but you know what? Maybe some of you are scared too. So you need to take a look at this, and you know what? Have a little bit of faith, and you see what, you know, when your time has come, it has come. There's nothing you could do about it, but you see, nobody knows when their time has come. See what Elizabeth Rondo through Connecticut, what did she say when she was in the ambulance? She thought, this is it. I'm all gone. So put yourself in her situation. And some of you have been there, because I was there at one time too, but I was way younger. You know, I was lying in the ambulance looking at the ceiling, and I said, this is it. I'm dead. You know, so what do I got to do? You know, so nobody knows. So when you think you're going to die, or you think the time is over, you know, you need to really look deep down inside. And that's probably what Granny did in the hospital. And we don't know what really happened inside her head when she said she couldn't speak or didn't know what was going on. So those of you who are out there who are also members of my family who are in bad health, and I know there's a couple out there, because I can see your number on the screen. We do have about 22 callers on the line. I wish someone else would contribute also, other than my family, but that's fine. It's his family night. But the thing of it is what I'm trying to say is that you're getting up there in age, and you have to really pay attention to what's going on around you, because if your bodies are frail and they're stressed out, and you've seen a lifetime of headaches and aggravation, fun too, but it's almost that time.
Well, Joe, we're all on borrowed time when you stop and think about it. We're only here for a short period of time.
Yeah.
Well,
you gotta keep the faith,
yeah,
and believe and live each day the best you can.
Yeah. The only thing I was worried about was my two cats. I'd never see them again.
Well, what about us? If you could have heard me,
course,
Joe, Corinne, and Cassandra.
Kids. But yeah, I just want to outlive my cats, and when they go, I don't care what happens to me.
Well, we do.
Well, it's like
we do.
Well,
then you could just say a prayer. Well, Mom, you're in heaven now with the cat.
Yeah.
Well, older people do that because they cling to animals because all their children have abandoned them and their grandchildren. It's kind of like my grandfather down in Florida. You see, he's down there by himself in Sebastian, Florida. What's he got? He's got his buddy. He's got a dog. That's his pal. And
pet therapy is the best thing.
Yeah.
Pet therapy is the best thing. It's a pet therapy. It's the best thing. Why do you think they started bringing it into all these nursing homes? Because it's pet therapy. It's good for them. It gives them something to cling on to when they have nobody.
Yeah. And like Mike out in Wisconsin, he's in bad health. Mike out in Wisconsin, he's a supporter of the show. He's in bad health. He has eight of boxers out there that are his kids. You know, and they keep them busy out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but that's a shame that we have to revert them. I mean, well, pets are like children in a way, you know, so I understand what you're talking about, because they are fresh.
When I came home, they were so happy to see me.
Yeah.
They love you unconditionally.
Yep.
They don't need money. They don't need anything from you. They need you.
Just kiss their little ears and hug them.
Yep.
Now, Smudgy's down there waiting for me
somebody
to go to bed.
Well, I got someone else who wants to call in, so hang on. I'm going to go ahead and put them on 772. Go ahead. That's Florida. Hello. How you doing, Joe?
Hi, Joe. How are you? Okay.
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Not too bad. Glad Betty's feeling better, too. I do have a story. Most of you know I worked for the government at one time, and I was in Saudi Arabia, and they put me on a barge to stay away from most people. And basically, I was up there. It was my job as an electrician, but and when they wanted me to go out and do something for the government, they called me. So, at this one time, a person came on the barge, and you can tell that the guy wasn't normal. He wanted to go and make love to a girl that was 6 years old. And everybody's smiling and saying, oh, my God. But, he was warped in such a way that he kept on talking all the time about it. Well, he did go to Africa, bought a girl through the guy, the baby's mother, and, done what you usually do. I'm looking for the right word. And he came back, and that's all he could talk about. Well, a whole month passed, and he was due to go leave again. And he was still talking about it. Well, I was with the engineer friend. You see, I was labeled the electrician, and he was labeled engineer. So basically what happened was he came up on deck, and he was ready to go. It was a beautiful day. The sun was shining in, Saudi Arabia style. And, he went ahead, and he was waiting for the boat to take him into shore. And I went to my friend, and I said, Jerry. He said, yeah, Joe. I said, look, if there's a God, he has to be punished. He has to be. And he said, Joe, I feel the same way you do. Well, we read in the Bible how this miracle happened so very quick. A sandstorm came up, and this happened, and that happened. Well, what happened is within 10 or 15 minutes, while he was waiting for the boat, it clouded over. It got very, very dark. The seas came up to be over 8 feet, which is a lot for a small boat. And he says, I told the guy, I said, you're not going to go home, are you? He says, I'm going anyhow. Well, he went. He started going down the gangplank, and the seas were so heavy that they broke his legs. They had to fly him out of Saudi Arabia, because you see, when he's actually, they take him to a hospital from the sea, and from Al-Khobar, they take him to Bahrain, and then fly him back to the United States. Well, I turned to my partner and said, Jerry, and I said, Jerry, I believe now. He looked and he said, Joe, I sort of believe you. I believe it. These are the things that we read about, and they never happen. So I've got a few stories like that, Joe. So go ahead. Back to you.
Well, Joe, yeah, that's great. I mean, and sure, anytime you want to call and share a story like that, by all means, go right ahead, because like Mike said out in Wisconsin, there's people out there like you who have lived a life that we have yet to live. We haven't experienced these things yet. And you know something? We need to hear from people like you to, learn and experience new things, but I've got someone else who wants to call in real quick, Joe, so I'm going to go. I don't recognize the number, so I don't know who it is, but I might. Wait a second. You recognize the number. His number went up two times. I don't know what's going on here, but Joe, thank you for sharing tonight, because you know what? I really do appreciate you sharing it, and I know you're a supporter of the show, and I hope you continue to call in, because your input is very important. So thank you very much.
Okay, Joe.
2064. Go ahead. On here.
Hi, Joe. This is Joe from Meriden. Yeah, I chimed in twice there just so I could get your attention. First off, I'd like to say to Betty that I've been here on Pins and Needles as well, and Jason called me at 12:15 Friday night, and I've been wondering what's been going on, and now we know. And what Joey did was definitely a miracle. And I'm so glad to hear that you're home and you're feeling good.
Mom, did you hear that?
Okay.
Say it again. My ear is.
All right. It again. How's that? No. Listen.
You say I can't hear good, Joe. Say it again.
I heard it again. I heard from Jason 12:15 Friday night, and I've been sitting here on pins and needles myself, waiting to hear. And,
yeah.
Basically, this is the most information that I've gotten because it's basically been nil. But you know, you're just sitting here wondering what's going on. But I'm very happy to hear that you're home and you're on the phone. That is.
They couldn't believe it. The next day, I did everything. It was a miracle. Yep.
That is a miracle. Yep.
Yeah. Mhm. Bridget said it's a miracle I'm sitting here.
And if you want, I'll come over. I'll come over and see you and antagonize you for a while. How's that?
I'll bring my little boy up and get another.
Okay, Joe. It's a miracle.
You want to go outside?
And now your audio sounds a little better, Joe, but it's still breaking up.
It's still breaking up, yeah.
It was better in the beginning, and now it's worse. But I hear my father on there, and this is one of the first few times in a decade or more
that
we've actually had a conversation. And I'm very glad to hear him, and I'd like to go down to Florida and antagonize him for a couple of weeks, too.
Well, that's good. I don't know if he's still on the line or not. I can't tell, but you said I'm breaking up a little bit. He will fix it as time goes on. I have to adjust the volume of the mic. But you did say it sounds a hell of a lot better than, I mean, Friday night was just terrible. You couldn't hear anything I said.
That's almost the truth, right?
Yes, because I tried to listen to the show afterwards, and I couldn't make out what you were saying.
Yeah.
I don't believe in God, but I believe there's a creator. Now you could call it God if you'd like, but I call it the Creator. So that's what I believe in. And as far as
your volume, Joe and Meriden is very low. We're having a hard time making out you.
How's that? That sound a little better to you?
Well, very low. That's all. Well, that's because I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people on the line right now, too, live.
Joe,
you know,
Joe, let me hang up real quick, and I'll get back. I'll just listen to you. I got to hang up. Work is calling me.
All right,
okay.
I'll mute you.
Okay.
She's off. Well, if anyone else has anything to share real quick, I mean, that was great. Joe and Meriden contributed a story about from when he was, out in Saudi Arabia. The Middle East, I hear more stories like that because, you know, that's very interesting. And Mike, anything to share? From out Wisconsin, that'd be great. And anyone else, hey, 657-383-0616, press 1 and I'll connect you live. I know last week we had a bunch of new people call in, and I had some technical, it was just my freaking, as I want you to support to finally want to call in, and then my regular supporters, you're nowhere to be found as I get new people calling in. So but we'll get there sooner or later, because I am advertising the show and I am taking everybody's advice, you know, and it is very important. It's like, you know, it's hard to describe, but see, the foundation has been built for this show, and you have to start with a foundation on anything in life. It's like building a house. Where do you start? You start with a foundation, you know? And it's just like when you're born in life, you start with a foundation, a mother and father. Everything, no matter what in life, you start with a foundation. Now, those foundations can be destroyed. When you're born, maybe your mother and father split up, or parents don't raise your property. Well, your foundations are destroyed. You build a home, you build a foundation. Well, you don't take care of your home. What happens? It goes to hell. The foundation is destroyed. Just a couple examples. So on this show, we've already built a foundation. We have good supporters from all different generations, people of all different backgrounds, family members and friends who've called in and participated. and friend and supporters also are participating. We've had a couple guests on this show, and I told you I'll be. I want to get the tech, just to get off the subject. One of the technical issues first before I start invite professors on and interviewing people, because you want to keep. You know, I can't invite the sergeant from the Greensboro Police Department on, and nobody can hear me. You know, so I want to get all that fixed first before I start. And which I do have someone from the property who wants to come on and talk about crime, gang, and stuff like that. And that should be an interesting show also. But, you know, I have other ideas also for the show where I can get people to talk about certain issues. And, you know, but like I said, I want to get the technical issues down first. I had to learn the studio first before I do anything. I learned the studio. Now I'm learning the microphone technical nonsense where I'm breaking up and I'm losing my connection. I sound good for 10 minutes and I sound like crap. So I'll get that adjusted in time. Everything takes time. Nothing happens overnight. Instant gratification is something, you know, just like the other people who called in tonight. We had Joe down in Florida, who's from a generation from years and years ago. Not to make him sound 100 years old, but he's older than all of us. We have Elizabeth Rondo, who's gotten sick, and we lost her Friday night, and she's an elderly woman in Yalesville, Connecticut, Wallingford, Connecticut, and we heard from them tonight. So this is experience that the younger people should pay attention to, and even the people a little bit older, hey, your time is coming. Pay attention to what these people have to say, because when their cities are gone, when they are gone, guess what? You can't get them back. They're gone forever. You know, you can't ask them to come back. I like my great, you know, that's Joe's mother from Florida. You know, she's gone. I can't ask her to come back. You know, my great-grandparents, Elizabeth's mother and father, I enjoyed the time I was with them, but I did not realize at that time that they wouldn't be here today when I really needed them most. Because I could really use Nana, my great-grandmother, right now. I could really use Papa and Granny, my great-grandparents, now. Because, you see, I have two children now, and I could sure use their input and their advice and their help, but they're no longer here. I did not realize that when I was 14, 15, 16, 17 years old. I thought I'd live forever. So you younger people out there need to realize you're not going to live forever. One day you're going to get old, and hopefully it's not too late for you to realize that you made a lot of mistakes. So it's time to repent. Well, if there's anyone else, you got anything else to say? I got a couple of people still on the line, so if you got something to say, go ahead. I'm all out of words for tonight.
I've got plenty to say. I could talk for hours.
Well, go ahead. You got 52 minutes, so go ahead.
52 minutes. I could use up all of those. But first off, say hello to my father again. I know that came secondary before, but Betty's health is much more important. So that's why that came first. And you know, you said that we have a short time on this earth, and you're absolutely right, because if you took the time that the earth has been around and you put it on the end of your left hand and you stretch that out to the left, and you put your right hand out and you stretch that out to the right, and you clipped those right fingernails off, you would eradicate mankind completely. That's how long we've been on this earth. So we really haven't been here long, and we really don't know nothing. No, we really don't know anything. If you don't know nothing, then you know something. But we really don't know much. So that's how long we've been here. What else were you talking about? I forgot.
Well, I just started off the show, like I said, you know, the elderly people who are within our family and the elderly people out there in the community, you know, they live day to day and they have to take care of themselves. And, you know, and it's up to the family to support them. Family is where to be found. Then what did Granny talk about her cat? What did Joe Orta talk about? His dog. You know, so if no one's around, you know, what's Mike out in Wisconsin talk about all the time, you know, when he sends me emails? Is his boxers, his children.
You're right.
They're all by themselves.
Well, I can relate to me on what you're talking about now. You brought up some good points. You see, as you get older, you may not realize this yet, but you generally live for your children or your pets, and nothing else really matters. And if it wasn't for your children or your pets, then there's really no sense even staying around, and it doesn't matter whether you live or die. So there has to be something. There has to be something in your life to keep you going, and the more you have, the better. And everyone should get a little exercise, like I mentioned at one time, even if it's taking that bottle of Coke you got in your hand and doing curls with it, or even that bag of potato chips, or you know what, even the remote. Curl it with your right hand, curl it with your left hand, because as you get older, like you talked about before, these young people think they're going to live forever. Well, they're not, and they're going to get sicker and sicker and sicker. And to overcome that sickness, what will happen is they'll get older. And as they get older, they'll stop doing things. They'll stop going out. They'll start sitting home. And they'll keep getting sicker and sicker and sicker. And then they'll go to the doctor. And the doctors really, really don't know how to help you. They do the best they can. The doctors know what they've learned. And that doesn't mean it's right. Because man doesn't know what's right yet. Because we only know 4% of what there is to know. So the other 96% we don't know about yet. And we probably never will. Because
come on,
what? I'm already here.
Well, I got Mike out in Wisconsin. I got Mike out in Wisconsin, so I'll go ahead and put him through, okay, because he's got a question. So we need to get him in there.
Sure, go ahead. Go ahead, Mike.
Go ahead, Mike. You're on.
Hey, everybody. Good evening. First of all, I'd like to wish Betty a wonderful recovery. You just don't see that happen nowadays.
It did with me. With me.
Oh, I'm so glad you're up and around, and you know, you came through this. When Joey told me you had a stroke, you know, and I got on Facebook and you know, asking people to pray, and you know, I'm not a big religious person, but you know, I do believe in miracles, so.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, we're talking about family here, and this is family night. And you know, Joey, that's monitoring the program here. You know, he can tell you that. You know, I'm kind of a family person. You know, if you run and hide, I'll find you. You know, and I've always said, you know, it goes both ways, but. You know, communication. But you know, it doesn't hurt you to pick up a phone, dial a number, and say, "Hi, how are you? How you doing?" You know, and that's, you know, what's that? At Christmas time, there's a jingle that says, "Put one foot in front of the other." Well, that's all we have to do is just, you know, do one little step. You know, it might not turn out the way you like it, but it's better than not doing anything, right?
Right.
No, that's true, Mike. That's right. Mike, you are right. You are a family-oriented guy. You talk. You know what? We have a lot of squabbles in our family between each other and certain individuals, but, Mike, you staying positive contact with everybody. There, nobody dislikes you, Mike.
I'm glad for that.
And you know why that is?
Tell me.
Because Michael likes to telephone. And you know what? Over the last decade, I've been lucky to even have a phone. And when I have had a phone over the last 10 years, I was denied the ability to actually make a long-distance phone call to anyone. Now, since Joey started this show, I went out and I've got my own phone so that now I'm able to make phone calls. So Michael is a phone guy, and that's good. I was a computer guy. And speaking of computer guys, you know, Joe, your internet pipe down there is like a half an inch. That's what you got. So you imagine a half an inch water pipe, and your computer that you're talking on, your voice over IP, takes a quarter inch, that or 3/8 of an inch. So that only leaves 1/8 of an inch. And every computer that you put online takes 1/4 inch. So if you can look at it that way, that's why you know it breaks up a little bit, because you just don't have enough bandwidth for everything to work. Go ahead.
Well, I'd just like to say one thing before you hang up tonight, if that's okay.
Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I would just like to say and wish my mother, whose birthday is August 26th, a happy birthday. She's not with us anymore, and I miss her a lot, but I haven't forgotten her. And, you know, I hope my family won't forget her either.
Oh, no. We won't forget, Mike, that's for sure. I've already thought about it many times.
I would do a reunion sometime in the future. You know, up in Vermont there where we went and, you know, and we buried her. I think that was a very wonderful thing we did.
This time I want to sleep in a bed, though, not in a swimming pool.
Yeah, I know. You got a little bit of yeah. But you know what? You gave up your luxury for somebody else, because it was somebody else's room that got wet, and that's the type of person you are. You know, you'll sleep on the bench and let them, you know, sleep on the cushion. And you know, I hear what you're saying, but I'm just glad we all got together. You know, we gave my mother the respect that she was asking me to do. I'm glad I got her remains from Darren before he went cuckoo, and because I would have never gotten them, if I would have left it up to him. But I'm just glad me, you, Jeannie, little Joey, you know, Sean, and you know, my sister's kids, and I got to see little baby Joey, which was a thrill, and of course Bridget. I love sitting down talking to Bridget, and so does Melody. Melody thought Bridget was a wonderful person. So I mean, that's about it. I mean, just on the 26th, just remember Barbara Noyes, and even if it's only for a second or half a minute, that's all I'm asking.
I will, Michael.
Well, I we all do. All will. I think especially the most important person who remembers Barbara out of everyone is Joe down in Florida. That was his wife. You know? I mean, that was his wife. He knew Barbara before any of you or I did, right, Mike?
Yeah, and, you know, I know my father, you know, misses her. I mean, I kind of pushed them together to make sure they talked and everything else, and you know, my mother went to Florida with me and Melody at least twice, maybe three times. We went on a cruise and everything. And, you know, we went out to eat with my father and his wife at that time, Gail. And, you know, everybody got along really, really good. And, you know, that's what you like to see, because you, just like you say, nobody knows when their time is up. You know, Betty's time could have been up 2 days ago.
That's right.
Know? And you know, it's just we're all lucky and glad that it wasn't. And you know, so stick around a little bit.
Yeah, I'm looking at my kitty now, and the other one's upstairs waiting for me to go to bed.
Oh, that's sweet.
Is Bridget
okay? I guess I'll be quiet. I'll let whoever else would like to say anything. I just wanted to say that, and you know, tonight's family night, little Joey. Joey does this, sorry about that. And, you know, it's really nice. I'm kind of kabobbled and kaboobled on what time each night is for some reason. But, you know, I try to be there. You know, if I can't give him an hour, you know, an hour and a half out of my life, then, you know, I'm pretty sad sack. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
There's a lot more people that could be calling in and just, you know, all you got to do is press one and say,
I always,
I'm here.
Mike, I just ask everybody, Mike. I always ask, what would you be doing right now if you weren't on my show? And keep, what do you mean? He's more important than everybody's family.
You're breaking up. I have two things to say.
Go ahead.
First of all, why don't you give your cable provider down there, or whoever does your phone service, a ring, and find out what a plain old telephone service POTS line costs, and have it put in there. And I'll pay them for a year. This way you could call in, and we won't have to listen to 3 out of 5 words from now on, because you're
breaking up a lot again tonight.
Right, because you're actually doing everyone a service, and no matter how much I try to relay the information to you on why that's happening, no one will listen to me. And the second thing I wanted to say is, I forget already, so we're just going to say that one.
Is it up like right now? Is it breaking up really bad?
Yes. Because you have other computers online now, and as I explained to you, you have a half inch pipe, and your VoIP signal is taking 3/8 of that, and each computer takes a quarter. So 3/8 and a quarter is more than what you have available. That's why you're only coming out with 3 out of 5 words, because you don't have a big enough pipe to get everything in and out of.
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
Listen, I did it for a living. Come on, you know.
Sure. Well, Debbie has one more thing to say, and then I guess we can start getting ready to wrap it up. What do you think, guys? I mean, it is some of you out there, so let's let her close it out. What do you think?
Hey, yeah. Joe, I just want to say I enjoy talking to everybody, too. I enjoy this because it gives me a chance to hear everybody. Michael, because Mike and Melody and I were so close at one point. I love listening to you talk, and I love the sailing night. And I try to listen to it. Even if I'm at work, I actually put my phone on speaker and do my job.
All right.
But
Well, that's good. And that's why we should support Joe and what he's doing here. And I'll go for the phone line for a year at a time and help him whatever else he needs and everything, because it's a good service for not only the world, but for the family on what he's doing. So, you know, whatever it costs is what it costs. And
hey, Debbie.
All he's got to do is do it.
Yes,
would
Michael.
Would you like to say hello to Melody?
I sure would.
Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Here
hello
we go.
There.
Hey, Melody. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Keep myself
good.
Very busy.
Yes, we all are, but still, it's so good to listen to Michael talk, and I listen to the show quite frequently, like I said, from work and everything, but I enjoy the family night because I hear more of the family on the phone, and I still consider you and Michael family.
Yeah, we do, too. It's just, you know, it's so far away, it's hard to, you know, keep in touch.
I know, but still, it's just we can do it through this family night, so this is good. This is something good Joe's doing.
Right, yep.
Right.
I sit
okay,
back and
Melody.
I listen to everything.
Yeah, so do I. So do I. And it's so good to hear your voice.
Yeah, well, you take care out there.
Okay, you too. And, Mom, are you by yourself? Mom?
That's what I wanted to ask, if Bridget was there or not.
Yeah.
I'm going to hang on. Let me put her back on. Go ahead.
Okay.
She's on. Go ahead.
Mom, are you by yourself or is somebody with you now?
Bridget's with me.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I just wanted to be sure. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, because I didn't want to have to go to bed worried about you.
No, don't worry about me. I'm good as...
I know you're good as new. You sound great, and I think it's fantastic, but I still worry about you.
Yeah, I know. Hey,
okay.
Does Melody still eat the Congo bars?
Oh, my God.
All right, then.
Is Michael still there?
I'm still here. Melody Mike. Gave me back the phone.
Oh, okay. Does Melody still eat the Congo bars?
I don't think so. Betty wants to know if you still eat the Congo bars.
She won't admit to it.
Yeah. She's looking at me cross-eyed like...
All right, guys.
Okay.
All right, then, but
hey. Show. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And get listen, it's not just you guys to be here. There's 20 other members that should be rare here on time with us. And start working on that. Where's your sister, Mike? Where's Jeannie? Where's she, in a cave? Hibernating with Wayne? She didn't get, you know?
I've tried to contact her many, many times, and I just don't get much of a response. So
I go over and knock on the door, and they don't answer the door.
What you need to do is go over. What you need to do is end the show with a prayer of thanks, because Granny's good.
That's a good idea. That's a wonderful
mm-hmm.
idea.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's right. Now, and Jason, where's Jason? Jason's nowhere found, you know?
He's probably out camping.
He's probably in bed.
Yeah.
He's got to start his new job tomorrow.
Yeah, well, but anyway, there's nothing wrong with taking an hour out and checking
in. I know.
In, you know?
I know. And the kids are back to school tomorrow.
And that goes for Kendra, too. Where's Kendra?
I'd like to wish Jason good luck on his job. I know he's not on or anything, but, you know, the first day is always the toughest, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
all right,
getting there is the toughest. The first day is always the easiest.
Yeah.
We'll wish him good luck. But anyway, Betty Rondo in Yale, Connecticut, for other people that don't know, the people that we're talking about tonight, a miracle recovery from a stroke Friday at midnight, home before begins fully recovered. The poor aunt. Thanks,
and that was bad,
Florida.
Too.
Thanks for Joe Florida and in Florida. He participated tonight. I hope he participates more because that's very important. And everyone else, hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. We'll wrap it up tonight.
God bless everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Yep.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later gotta cut you down, sooner or later gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later gotta cut you down, sooner or later gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man, but as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later gotta cut you down, sooner or later gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Not my country. My country is me and my family.
Countries also. Huertas. And the governor. The landlords. Got the rules is locusts. Revolution we're having here.
Revolution? Revolution, please don't try to tell me about revolution. I know all about the revolutions and how they start. The people that read the books, they go to the people that don't read the books. They put people and say, ho ho, the time has come to have a change. Sit, shush. I know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the revolution.
The people who read the books.
Hello.
The people can't read
Hello.
The books. The poor people and say, we have to have a change. So the poor people make the change,
Hello.
Huh? And then the people who read the books, they all sit around the big polished tables and they talk and talk and talk and eat and eat and eat. But what has happened to the poor people? They're dead!
Dead!
That's your revolution!
So please, don't tell me about revolutions.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, now go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not point fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that and that ain't you. You're better than that.
A palace in which there is no king or queen or dukes or earls or princes, but subjects all, subjects beholden to each other to make a better place to live. Is that too much to ask? Are we asking too much? Is it beyond our reach? Because if it is, then we are nothing but sheep being herded to the final slaughterhouse. I will not go down that way. I choose to fight back. I choose to rise, not fall. I choose to live, not die. And I know that what's within me is also within you. That's why I ask you now. Join me. Rise up with me. Rise up on the wings of this flame in you. We'll rebuild on the soul of this little warrior. We will pick up his standard. Until this city, your city,
When a silent majority allows their nation to lose its common sense, that nation is lost, and you are allowing them to take your country away from you. Is it common sense to adore at the altar of multiculturalism? Read your world history. Not one nation has survived as a multiculture. It's the uniculture that is your strength. One country, one culture, one language. Is it common sense that 84% of the people want to make English the official language of America, but your majority political party espouses insanity, ignores the people, and says no? Is it common sense that 53 countries, mostly in Africa, have declared English to be their national language, and the party who declares we will unite you says press 2 for Spanish? Is it common sense to adopt your new national religion of diversity when the very word means disunity? We founded a country on similarities, not diversities. One country, one culture, one language. You cry out for unity, but is it common sense to continue to identify yourselves by your ethnicities and not your nationalism? White-America, Black-America, Chinese-America, Hispanic-American, gay and lesbian-American, the Black Caucus, the Hispanic Caucus, the Women's Caucus. You want unity? Change your language. Isn't it time, once again, we all became just plain Americans? Or is that too much common sense? Is it your new common sense now to stand up and cheer when a presidential candidate wants to hand over the health care system to that same government who has run Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and 12 other entitlement programs into bankruptcy? A government bureaucracy who can't run a railroad, your airports, secure your borders, or find 15 to 20 million illegal aliens? That same government that allows Islamic women to take their driver's license picture wearing a neck scarf covering their face because it offends their belief? What's next? Allowing the Ku Klux Klan wearing their hoods? Is it common sense to bankrupt the American treasury? Fighting wars for countries whose silent majority won't fight for themselves? Your debt is now $9.4 trillion. Is it common sense to continue to give away $9 billion of taxpayer money to unfriendly countries in foreign aid, including $2 billion a year to Egypt, who votes against the United States 80% of the time in the United Nations? All this while your own inner cities crumble. 40% of your high school graduates can only read or write at a fourth grade level. You have to import people from China and India for your high-tech industry because you haven't got enough smart people in America. And New Orleans and the flood victims of Iowa continue to be forgotten. This is madness. Lay down your misplaced global burden and rebuild America first. You can't support the world while neglecting your own country. Are you unifying the country with common sense when both of your presidential candidates cry out, we must show compassion for the 15 to 20 million invaders from south of your border? But not one word of compassion for the overburdened American taxpayer who is forced to subsidize the invaders by paying over $250 billion of their hard-earned money to establish America as the welfare department of a failed, corrupt foreign country. Are you unifying your country with common sense by sending out your utility bills and your Social Security checks in Spanish? Legal and illegal immigrants have no incentive to learn your unifying language because you make it easy for them not to assimilate. How many of you write in big letters across that bill, English only, please, and send it back? Stop bending over backwards to accommodate every other culture but your own. Is it common sense to allow your activist judges to ignore your history, your culture, your Declaration of Independence, and every other founding document to remove God from public life? And endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, their creator, not the ACLU, not the will of the atheist, or the anti-Americans that sit on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. Separation of church and state, yes. Separation of God from public life, never intended by your founding fathers. Is it common sense that the very political party who claims to be the party of the people and shouts, we will bring change, consistently stops all common sense legislation to secure your borders, establish workplace verification, and stop taxpayer money for illegals? They call themselves progressive global thinkers. We had another word for them in 1776. We called them traitors. This happened all once before. 232